Hello everyone, Princess April here. This audio is made specifically to be listened to right after you listen to the Professor Slut when mind control goes wrong. And I'm here to give you a little aftercare. I want you to hear my voice and to let you know that I'm okay, that I'm not upset, and moreover, I'm not a monster, I promise. I wrote and performed this audio because I enjoy delving into the darker side of sexuality. This is a tough story, despite it being pretty fantastical. Obviously, the brainwashing techniques mentioned just don't exist in the real world. So, that can be a comfort in itself. But that's not the point, really. The point is to explore that what-if factor. What if they did exist? And what if someone used them on a poor, defenseless girl who had no idea what was coming? How would she react? What kinds of things would she go through? I write these audios to explore just that, and because I find the control and humiliation aspects of sexuality both arousing and fascinating. This is a fictional story with fictional characters. It's a fantasy and nothing more. It was written to make you feel something, whether that feeling is arousal, concern, exhilaration, or disgust, or a little bit of all of them. That's okay. It's okay to be aroused, and it's okay to be disturbed. I promise, it's just a story. It isn't real, and no one got hurt. It's okay to love this character. I do. I, for one, am grateful to have spent a little time in the head of this girl, to walk a little bit in her shoes, to feel her bravery as she struggles to fight something she has no control over, and to feel some of the helplessness, despair, and unfettered, uninhibited arousal she would feel, having gone through this totally fantastic and impossible experience. So, I hope that makes you feel better, and maybe understand why I love to create these kinds of things. As always, take care of yourself and each other, and be safe, and treat each other with compassion and empathy. What happens in our fantasies are just that, fantasy. And it's okay for us to explore even the darker ones, as long as they stay fantasy. Okay, thanks for listening, as always.